League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Miguel swings it to fly ball, right field, way back and right. Garcia to the fence, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera with a two-run shot to right is 24th, his fifth home run in the last week. The Tigers hit it.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Matthews got it, throws. He's got Golden Tate who makes the catch inside the 15, inside the 10, and he's breaking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags. Start the plane. This game is over. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Get ready. It's now drive time.
Sweeping left side, 10-5. Touchdown, Curtis Samuel. And the Buckeyes win it in overtime. A game that they trailed by 10 points to give Ohio State a 30-27 victory over the University of Michigan.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocked the shot, sent Gretzky in, 3-0, Los Angeles. Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it, DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, center of the cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of ESPN's Drive Time. We're on the road tonight. My name is Mike Miller. Glad to have you on board, Buckeyes. Coming up right around the corner, we're at Ferdo's Mediterranean Restaurant over on Bancroft. Thanks to Mahir and everybody else for the great hospitality. Great place to, well, when you're going out to see the University of Toledo Rockets, of course, they open up tonight against Elon, the Phoenix, over at the Glass Ball. Great specials. We'll talk about those throughout the evening as well. Again, we're at Ferdo's Mediterranean Restaurant on the campus of the University of Toledo. The Rockets are home tonight again against Elon. Stop by and see us. We'll be here numerous times. We're at the bookstore, Rockets Bookstore, next door as the Rockets season basically moves on. But it's been football week. We've had a wonderful week coming up today at 5:15. Brian Bucky will join us from the Glass Ball. Again, Elon looking for their first win, by the way, over a FBS opponent. Elon comes in. They're out of North Carolina, by the way. You know, I looked at their schedule. They do play against Richmond. They play William and Mary. They play Villanova. Rockets with a lot of high expectations this year. Opening at home tonight. Again, stopped by Ferdo's to see us. Then at 5:35 tonight, Nick Petrovich will join us from Bloomington, Indiana, where the Ohio State Buckeyes tonight take on Indiana. Of course, it's game day. Already ESPN has stationed itself in the end zone there at the Rock Memorial Stadium in Bloomington, Indiana, where the Ohio State Buckeyes in that game tonight are a 21-point favorite. So Rockets football at 5:15, Ohio State football at 5:35. Tomorrow it'll be all Michigan. We're back at the Superstore for another 5 o'clock extravaganza. Following the extravaganza, by the way, John Borton will join us from Dallas at 5:15. Then Kyle Rowland will join us from Dallas at 5:35. Again, that is tomorrow. But first, breaking news. This was at about 4 o'clock today. The Los Angeles Angels have acquired outfielder Justin Upton in a deal with the Detroit Tigers. Upton, this was his option year. Again, I'll put the emphasis on his option year. He was making $22 million with the Detroit Tigers. That started out with a six-year deal. He had 4 years remaining. He opted out, obviously thinks he'll be able to make more money next year. Los Angeles in the hunt. They are battling for a postseason spot. They have not been in since 2009. So the Detroit Tigers lose Justin Upton. He is on his way to Los Angeles. The Tigers continue to cut salary and, again, down to the final hours if Justin Verlander is going to go anyplace as well. Despite a stellar production from two-time MVP Mike Trout, Angels are 12th in the league in runs scored, 584, and 15th in OPS. They're going to make a run with Justin Upton, who exercises his option. By the way, they clear the way that Cameron Maben, the former Detroit Tiger, on his way to Houston to move again Justin Upton into that left field position for the Los Angeles Angels. The Tigers, by the way, they get a prospect, a pitcher, Grayson Long, double-A, 2.52 earned run average in 23 double-A starts this season. I couldn't agree more with that. We're looking at Matt Boyd and Daniel Norris right now. You got to be scratching your head a little bit what's going on with those two guys. The Rockets tonight at home against Elon. Stop over here to Furtos to see us. The Rockets, again, picked to win the MAC. This is a team that in Las Vegas, by the way, had the best or the worst odds, any way you want to look at it, to win their conference. Heavy, heavy favorites. So the football weekend basically kicks off. As I mentioned, Ohio State, number two, a 21-point favorite tonight against the Indiana Hoosiers. You can hear that game right here on 106.5, the ticket, your sports leader in Toledo. Pre-game show, Jim, on that one tonight?
Let's see, the pregame show for the Buckeyes, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, that is a 6:30 pregame time right here on 106.5 The Ticket.
6:30 tonight, the Buckeyes and Indiana. Later tonight, Oklahoma State, number 10, taking on Tulsa. Tulsa, by the way, will be here at the Glass Bowl. Saturday, a big one, Alabama taking on Florida State. And I mention these games coming up here mainly because MAC teams are involved. Southern Cal will host Western Michigan on Saturday. Southern Cal's number 4. Number 5, Clemson, will be taking on Kent on Saturday. Penn State's number 6. They'll take on Akron. And number 7, Oklahoma's taking on UTEP. Then Saturday night, or Saturday at 3:30, rather, in Dallas, Michigan taking on Florida. So that's the football countdown. We're at Furtos Restaurant on the campus, University of Toledo. The Rockets open up their season tonight. Come on over and see us. Half off on all appetizers. Home game specials, just not tonight. I emphasize this all year long. 3 hours before game time and during games, half off on appetizers. Buy a sandwich, get a free side, rice, fries, veggies, house salad. Buy an entree, get half off the second one of equal or lesser value. How about this? Park here, come on in and tell Mahir that you're going to the game. Eat here, head over, of course, to the Glass Bowl to watch the Rockets. Happy hour, 2 to 6. They accept the Rocket card, by the way. This is Drive Time. It's driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. My name's Mike Miller, coming to you tonight from Furtos Mediterranean Restaurant on the campus of the University of Toledo, next to the Rockets bookstore. Back with Brian Bucky to talk Rockets after this.
Cure for annoying traffic jams. It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Furtos Mediterranean Restaurant right here in the campus, Bancroft, University of Toledo. Come on over and see us. Great specials, good place to park as well. Come on in here and eat. Make your way into the Glass Bowl. 5:35 tonight, we are going over to Bloomington, Indiana, where the Ohio State Buckeyes tonight taking on Indiana. Nick Petrovich will join. Had a great week. We've had a lot of football guests, a lot of live reports from venues. We've talked to coaches. We've talked to writers. Talked to a lot of folks. Joining us now, Brian Bucky, Toledo Blade. He is, of course, the beat writer that covers the University of Toledo Rocket Sports. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good. I have to be honest with you. A couple of weeks ago, I had to go online, of course, and read a little bit about Elon, the Phoenix. I wasn't even sure what their nickname was, but I did take a look at their schedule. I mean, they have Richmond, William & Mary, and Villanova on the schedule. I guess the most obvious question, Brian Buckey, who joins us here in the Vito's Pizza phone line, Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust, what will the Rockets see in the Elon Phoenix, or what will they expect to see? Let's put it that way.
Well, it's kind of tough to say. They're a two-win team last year, and they got a whole new coaching staff, a new coach, Kurt Cignetti, and new coordinators, new coaches all around, all over the staff. So it kind of remains to be seen what their identity is. They have just looking at their depth chart, they have two young quarterbacks who could play. I know the Toledo defenders have talked about maybe having to defend a dual-threat quarterback, someone who can run and pass, but... other than that, I know they're pretty young. Other than that, they're kind of unknown, though.
No, I would guess that would be the case. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I listen, completely understandable who these guys are, and I'm not denigrating their program at all. But like I said, you see it on the schedule, and it's got to be, you know, you got to do a little research. Of course, they're out of North Carolina. I mentioned a couple of teams that they will be playing. I don't remember. In the University of Toledo, Brian Buckey, again, who joins us on the Vito's Pizza phone line, listen, hype is hype. We read it every year about a lot of different teams, but I don't. And, you know, you were involved in this. Everybody in the media involved with it. The MAC coaches involved with it. I don't remember so much hype on one particular team in the MAC in a long, long time. Of course, Rockets haven't won it since 2004. So hype is one thing. Playing is another. Tell me about Jason Candle and handling the hype.
Yeah, I mean, they've heard it all offseason, like you said, and I think they're kind of just itching to get out on the field. I know Coach Candle kind of talked about, you know, finding out what their identity is. There's a good core of returning players, obviously, with, you know, Logan Woodside, Cody Thompson, who get all the headlines, but there's others too, but there's also some young guys kind of trying to make their mark early in their career. So I think Coach Candle's really looking forward to kind of, you know, playing someone else, kind of getting to evaluate that talent and kind of get to know a little bit more about this team and, what they really have this season.
Brian, tell me a little bit about Jason Candle and his second year. Anything have you noticed in your conversations or what you've written about? Is there a difference between Jason Candle in his first year and Jason Candle in his second year?
Well, I think last year was a little bit of an adjustment period for him, just being the head coach, bringing in some new coaches on the coaching staff and kind of getting to know the team. Obviously, he's been here for a while, you know, as the offensive coordinator before he was named head coach. So I think everything's a little more familiar this year. Second year for Candle, but also second year for offensive coordinator Brian Wright and defensive coordinator Brian George. So they have some continuity there, and I think that maybe has given him more of a comfort level, and I think some of the maybe the players who have been around a little bit, I think they're kind of comfortable going in their second year with some of these coaches.
You know, they lose a lot of talent. Of course, Kareem Hunt is one, Storm Norton, the Whitmer product, and Michael Roberts, and three guys drafted, eight guys going to National Football League camps. You just touched on it. You said Jason Candle, eager to evaluate some new talent. Tell me about that. Any names that you'll hear on the loudspeaker tonight or on the broadcast or be reading about tomorrow that we haven't heard in the past? We know who Woodside is and Cody Thompson and a host of others. Some guys that have stood out, and Jason Candle maybe has singled out, or folks that you've written about.
I think for one, wide receiver Deontay Johnson, there's a lot of excitement about him. Obviously, they have, you know, Cody Thompson and John Vay Johnson, who was great last year coming back. But Deontay Johnson was injured all of last year, and he's just getting rave reviews in camp, and he's a really talented receiver. Backup running back Art Tompkins might be a name to watch tonight. Terry Swanson is a starter, but Tompkins could see a lot of time. He was a big play threat in some mop-up duty last year as a redshirt freshman, I believe, and now he's a sophomore. So those are a couple names to watch for.
Again, talking to Brian Buckey from the Glass Bowl. My name is Mike Miller. This is ESPN's Drive Time. This show is always driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik, coming to you from Ferdo's Mediterranean, the restaurant on the campus here at the University of Toledo Park, by the way. eat here. You got a great parking spot. Walk over to the Glass Bowl, everybody, and right by the bookstore, right next door, the Rockets bookstore as well. So good crowd here tonight in Ferdows as well. 38 points per game last year for the University of Toledo Rockets. I would guess it's safe to say, with Logan Woodside coming back and the receivers that you mentioned, this is a team that can put some points on the board. Talk about the other side of the ball, if you could, a little bit, Brian.
Sure, yeah, on defense, they had to replace some key guys as well. You know, John Stepik, a very good defensive end. Dwan Rogers, a longtime safety for Toledo. And obviously Trayvon Hester, who's also doing very well with the Oakland Raiders right now in preseason. So they'll have some guys to replace. They do have captains on that side of the ball, and Marquise Moore and Trayvon Mathis, the cornerback. So I think one thing they want to do is to create more turnovers. I know last year they were, I think, last in the MAC in creating turnovers, something like 10 turnovers all last season. So we'll see starting tonight if they can, you know, be a little bit maybe more aggressive on defense and kind of look for those takeaways. That might be one thing to watch.
You know, you mentioned, again, Brian Buckey joins us from the Glass Bowl. Something to watch, Brian. And listen, you never take an opponent lightly. And obviously, you know, the Rockets won't do that tonight against Elon. But do you expect to see anything there tonight that you did not see last year? Maybe Jason Candle trying to throw, I'll use that term, a few wrinkles in here if the score permits. What would you think you might see that we haven't seen in the past?
I don't know if there'll be anything too different. Obviously, we might get to see some of the depth on offense if it is a blowout game like many people think it'll be. I know they've talked about even playing as many as four running backs this season, so there's a couple redshirt freshmen in Avon McCrimmon and Shaquise Seymour. Maybe they see the field. Maybe some of the other receivers who are a little bit further down on the depth chart see some time. Other than that, I don't think they'll have anything too different than maybe what we've seen in the past.
You know what, Brian? I'm kind of looking at the schedule this weekend here, and don't want you to get away from the task at hand, and that's covering the University of Toledo Rockets. But on Saturday, you look at Southern Cal taking on Western Michigan, Clemson taking on Kent State, Penn State taking on Akron. Those are all, by the way, home games for the predominantly ranked schools. It's just, I guess, the nature of the MAC this time of the year. Of those three games, do any of those teams, I'm not saying upset, but give me a competitive game out of those three.
Yeah, I don't know if any of those will be competitive. I think Western Michigan has a lot of talent, obviously, coming back. They were great last year. They have to break in a new quarterback and a new coach, so it might be a little bit tough against, obviously, one of the better teams in the country in USC. Akron against Penn State, that could be interesting. Other than that, I don't know if any of those games will really be too close there.
No, I don't think so either, but I thought maybe you heard a buzz about something that, you know, one of the MAC teams has had a tremendous camp and maybe somebody banged up on the other side. Anything that I've missed here? And I guess the last question, what kind of crowd do they expect tonight at the Glass Bowl?
I think they expect a good crowd. I'm in the parking lot right now, actually. Just see a lot of tailgaters. There's already a lot of people out and about, kind of buzzing a little bit. We're still, you know, over an hour and a half before the game starts. So I think we're going to be in for a good crowd. It's a perfect night weather-wise, and I don't see any reason why there won't be a good crowd.
Okay, Brian, thanks a lot. I want to remind everybody we're coming to you from Ferdows Mediterranean Restaurant on the campus. Short walk to the game. Come on in. Specials all season long for the home games. Brian, thanks a lot. Appreciate you coming on a busy night. I've enjoyed your coverage the last couple of weeks of the Rockets, a Daily Reader. Keep up the good work, and again, thanks for taking the time.
All right, thanks for having me, Mike.
That's Brian Buckey, Toledo Blade beat writer. He's out of the Glass Bowl, saying they expect a decent crowd. I'm at Ferdows. They got ESPN on. Game day, of course, coming to you from Bloomington, Indiana, where the Ohio State Buckeyes tonight taking on Indiana. We'll have that game here in the ticket at 6:30 tonight. So right around the corner, everybody, we'll be talking Ohio State football. Nick Petrovich will join us from Bloomington, Indiana. Just a couple of notes. Ferdows, make it your headquarters before the game. Come on in and eat. park here, leave your car here, head over to the Glass Bowl. Home game specials 3 hours before game time and during the games, half off in appetizers. Buy a sandwich, get a free side, rice, fries, veggies, house salad. Buy an entree, get half off an equal or lesser value for the second one. Talked about the parking. Happy hours daily, 2 to 6. They accept the Rocket card, by the way. Mahir's going to join us in a little bit. We're at Ferdo's Mediterranean Restaurant. The show is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. This is ESPN 106.5, The Ticket in Toledo.
Local sports. It's drive time on Toledo's sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, coming in with the who, by the way. Daltrey, Townsend, Keith Moon. Wow, unbelievable. Nomination there for one of the great rock songs of all time. Glad to have you on board, everybody. Coming to you from Ferdo's Mediterranean Restaurant on the campus of the University of Toledo. They open up against Elon tonight. Talking to a lot of the patrons here, that, you know, who normally go to the Rockets game. I mean, Rockets really basically draw a tough evening with Ohio State, of course, starting on the road. They're down at the Rock in Bloomington Memorial Stadium, taking on the Indiana Hoosiers. The Ohio State Buckeyes are a 21-point favorite in that game. First time since the mid-70s, since they opened their season with a conference football game. Joining us now from Bloomington, Indiana, on a busy night. We appreciate it. Nick Petrovich, he is the beat writer for the Buckeyes, Toledo Blade. Hello, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for taking the time. You wrote about it. Everybody's talked about it. I thought your little tidbit there about the Indiana coaching staff breaking down film and all they had to do was watch their own team from last year. So Kevin Wilson, the former head coach of Indiana, returning as the offensive coordinator for the Buckeyes. I guess that's the most, I don't want to say startling, but that's a headline sidebar in this one.
Yeah, it's definitely serendipitous. The irony of this is that he comes to Ohio State, and then his first two games are against Indiana, who he just coached. And then the game after that is Oklahoma, where he was before Indiana. So figure that out. But, yeah, Indiana, to get some of his play-calling tendencies, weirdly, I don't know that I've ever even heard of this, was basically breaking down film of itself from the last couple of years to try and get an idea for some of his tendencies. They looked at the Ohio State spring game to kind of see some personnel, see what groupings they think Ohio State will use. But yeah, it's definitely a strange thing to think to prepare for an opponent that maybe your best clues will have come from your own tape.
Saw the story in Game Day as well, Ohio State, by the way. They've been involved in Columbus with 15 of these. Tell me a little bit about, well, the atmosphere down there. I mean, Indiana's calling this, you know, the biggest football game they've had in a half a century or, you know, some type of hyperbole or hype like that. And you have to believe it. This is huge for them. What's going on in the campus?
Oh, right now everybody's already out. The parking lots are full. Beautiful day. They actually just opened the gates. I'm looking at the fans flooding in right now. Game day's here. You know, the bands have been roaring all day. Already some cheers. Not the typical environment you expect from Indiana. Maybe the one you expect across the way at Assembly Hall, but not here at Football Stadium.
Again, talking Nick Petrovich from Bloomington. Well, I've asked you this question before, but I guess it's the most important question for Ohio State football fans. Deep ball, JT Barrett, guy's going to get open down the field this year?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. I think it's certainly going to be better because they got pretty humiliated on the biggest stage last year because Clemson dared them to beat them with the passing game, and they couldn't do it. They've focused on it the entire time. Urban Meyer has said that JT Barrett's deep ball completion has been outstanding all spring. Right now, the guy I think you have to watch today is Austin Mack. He's getting his first start today. He's been a highly recruited player who hasn't seen a ton of time at Ohio State. Austin Mack and then Ben Victor, I think, are the two guys that they're really going to need. Those are two guys that will be important in the deep ball game.
Again, talking to Nick Petrovich from Bloomington, Indiana. Pre-game show right here in the home for the Buckeyes in Northwest Ohio is at 6:30 tonight. Nick, how healthy is Mike Weber going into this one?
I don't think he's 100%. They said he tweaked it a little bit. I don't know how heavy they're going to go on him tonight, although they expect him to play. With Dobbins, J.K. Dobbins, who they've been universally impressed with, he's going to pretty much not have any weight. He got on campus, and it looks like he's going to play right away. I don't think Weber's going to get a ton of carries today. I think they will use Dobbins and then DeMario McCall if need be. I can't see Weber, if he has any significant hamstring problems, getting more than 15, 18 carries tonight, but they think he will play.
Indiana's got 18 starters returning. I mentioned the Buckeyes are a 21-point favorite at Memorial Stadium, The Rock, which holds 53,000, by the way. 18 starters back for Indiana, pretty good number.
It is a pretty good number. The biggest concern for them, though, is that three of their kids that are starting on the offensive line have started six or fewer games. And Ohio State's best position group, I think, by far, is their defensive line. So they're going to be tasked with a pretty big challenge almost immediately. And they're going to need to find some way to neutralize that. Because if they're in third and long all day and they let those Ohio State defensive ends, you know, gear up for the pass, they're in for a long night.
Now, Ermed Meyer has never lost an opener. When was the last time you guys stood and talked to Urban Meyer, and anything come out of his last get-together with the media that you found interesting that you could pass on to us?
Yeah, I think he's genuinely interested to see what's going to happen with this offense. They are in a really good shape in terms of running. He's also mentioned something I thought that was interesting, that some of the guys that you've already seen, particularly Michael Jordan playing left guard, he's seen big improvements. Their two guards have been among their most improved players this spring. So that potentially could have gone from a position of weakness to maybe, I don't know if to full strength yet, but certainly a lot more solid than it was last year.
I don't want to ask this age-old question, but, I mean, you have to ask it. It'd be only because everybody talks about it, and I hear it all the time, too. Is there any chance of Ohio State, I don't think so with Urban Meyer, thinking about Oklahoma next weekend?
No, I don't think so. Just because you look at the games that they have played Indiana in his tenure, none of these games have been comfortable. 2012, they won by 7. Indiana stormed back in that game, ended up winning 52-49. A couple years ago, Indiana heaved a pass into the end zone that Eli Apple batted away at the very end of the game, very last play, that would have tied it. They have not had an easy time in Indiana, especially in Bloomington. So I don't think the players on the roster or the coaches are overlooking this by any means, because they've come here the past couple times, including in 2015 when they were number one, and really had it short.
Nick, tell me about, before I let you go, any names that you think you'll be typing into your laptop from the Indiana side of things tonight, regardless of what happens in this game. Again, Buckeyes a 21-point favorite. Who should Ohio State fans be weary of this Indiana bunch?
Well, I think certainly you have to look on their defense. They are pretty excited about, and their best player is their linebacker, Tigre Scales, who's a kid that's going to play in the NFL. He's a really, really good player. And has been a consistently very good player in this league. If, you know, he's in Ohio State's backfield frequently, that's probably not a good sign. But he's a guy that consistently gets a lot of tackles and can make a big difference in the run game.
I will close this with my standard line. Did I miss anything? Add what you feel is important.
I think you covered it all. You're in midseason form.
Thanks a lot, Nick. We'll be reading tomorrow. Appreciate you coming on a busy night. Enjoy the atmosphere. Enjoy your work. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Nick Petrovich, Toledo Blade, from Bloomington, Indiana, where the Ohio State Buckeyes tonight taking on the Indiana Hoosiers, 21-point favorite, the Ohio State Buckeyes. My name's Mike Miller, coming to you from, again, our good friends here at Furto's Restaurant on the campus of the University of Toledo. Listen. The Rockets play a plethora of home games this year. Elon tonight, I think they kind of just draw a bad break here with Ohio State opening tonight. The Rockets are at Nevada next weekend. Tulsa is in here on a Saturday night. That's September the 16th. We'll be next door at the Rockets bookstore that night, or the night before, rather. Then Eastern Michigan's in on October the 7th. Akron is in on October the 21st. Northern Illinois, one of those Thursday night games on November the 2nd. Then Western Michigan, November the 24th, right here at, again, the Glass Bowl at Bowling Green, another scheduled point on the in November as well. Ken, glad to have you on board. Rockets home tonight against Elon. Look at the Rockets over-under today in Vegas is 9, so they would have to win 10 out of 12. The Ohio State Buckeyes, theirs is 10, I want to say. So those teams got to play some pretty darn good football as well. Mike Miller coming to you from Ferdows. Again, home game specials. Like to remind everybody, 3 hours before game time and during games, half off all appetizers. Buy a sandwich, get a free side, rice, fries, veggies, house salad. Buy an entree, get half off, or the second one equal or lesser value. Important, free parking right out in front here. Eat here. Make your way into the Glass Bowl. Happy hours, 2 to 6 daily. They accept the Rocket card. All right, everybody, back to close it out. After these words, we're going to talk to the owner, Mahir, at Ferdows after these words.
Dial. It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Ferdows Mediterranean Restaurant on the campus of the University of Toledo. Rockets open up tonight against Elon. We talked, had a couple of good guests. Number one, Brian Bucky joined us from the parking lot, and a little bit later from the press box at the Glass Bowl. Nick Petrovich joined us from Bloomington, Indiana, where the Buckeyes take on Indiana tonight, 21-point favorite in that one. Tomorrow, everybody, John Borton will join us along with Kyle Rowland from Dallas, where on Saturday afternoon, the University of Michigan, number 11 ranked, will take on Florida, number 17 ranked Florida. So, again, tomorrow we'll do our University of Michigan update. I guess the or preview, actually, but I guess the big news today, Tiger fans, Justin Upton on his way to Los Angeles with the Angels. It was his option now, his option, whether he thought he could get a better contract. He was making $22 million a year for the Detroit Tigers. He had 4 years remaining on that, which is $88 million. I don't know. That is a gutsy move, but I got to tell you, his agent, I'm sure, has already talked. You know what? I got thinking about this during the break. I'm going to have to investigate this a little bit. But his agent, I'm sure, has already talked to the Angels, and he's going to get a better deal. He might get 25 a year for the next 4 years from the Angels. I'm curious if Josh Hamilton's contract is up, freeing up some money from the Angels organization. Texas was in the mix there as well. I would guarantee, I don't want to guarantee anything, but I will bet that Josh Hamilton, his deal is up, freeing up money next year for, of course, Justin Upton, no longer with the Detroit Tigers. All right, everybody, back after this timeout. We're going to talk to the owner of Ferdows Mediterranean Restaurant, Mahir. After this timeout, my name's Mike Miller. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Buckeyes coming up, pregame show, 6:30 tonight.
It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Ferdows Mediterranean Restaurant on the campus of the University of Toledo. Hey, next University of Toledo home game, get over here and park, by the way, at Ferdows. Have a meal. Walk over to the Glass Bowl. Great specials we've been talking about all night. We've had two good guests. Brian Bucky joined us from the Glass Bowl. He'll be writing about the Rockets tonight in Elon. We had a guest from Bloomington, Indiana, where the Ohio State Buckeyes tonight open up against Indiana. And I met this gentleman about a month ago and had a great conversation with him. He's been here a long time. The owner, of course, of Ferdows, Mahir, glad to have you with me tonight. Thank you very much for the hospitality. Good crowd, great food. Appreciate the hospitality.
It's my pleasure to have you here and in the station. Yes, we've been here over 27 years, and we always serve the greatest food, and it always high quality. Very healthy, and we do not use no preservative nor fat in the food.
No, you know what, too? What I like about it, I told you, Mahir, too, is I grew up in the restaurant business, my folks. I've never walked in here that you're not working and greeting the customers and talking to people. You got a great staff, great specials coming up before the game as well. But yeah, it's hard work, but you always manage to put a smile on your face as well.
You have to. You have to, because you always see beautiful faces walking into the door, so you have to greet them with a smile. But we do appreciate everybody that's been supporting us for over the 20-some years, and we're always here to help, and we're always here to serve.
Now, by the way, September the 14th, when the Rockets play at home again, we'll be next door with the Rockets bookstore. So a great place for all the apparel, your University of Toledo Rockets apparel. And if you're on your way tonight, great specials, great discounts on all the University of Toledo Rockets apparel. Next home game will be going again next door. Again, talking to Mahir, he is the owner of Ferdos. He's getting pretty busy. We might have to let him go. But it's a great partnership for the University of Toledo Rocket home games. The next time you're coming to the game, remember to stop here at Ferdos. Did I miss anything?
No, I don't think so. But they can come in, have dinner, and then they can leave their car here if they wish.
Good stuff,
so Mahir. Always welcome everybody in here.
No, I enjoyed it. I'm going to stick around and have a cold pop myself. So thanks for the hospitality. We'll see you again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's Mahir, owner of Ferdos. Good crowd. Rockets are at home tonight. Stop on by, everybody. Jim, anything that we missed on the scheduling end of things?
No, not really. You do have, of course, the Lions coverage of their fourth preseason game going on right now. Buckeye coverage begins in a little over a half hour right here on 106.5 The Ticket. And then don't forget, High School Football Friday. Bill Clark and the crew, Central Catholic taking on King. That's tomorrow, 6:30 the coverage time, followed by the High School Scoreboard Show.
Well, you'll be traveling tomorrow. We're going to get Mr. Rocker and Mr. Mitchell running the dials and running the show tomorrow. So drive careful. Have a good call over in Elkhart, Indiana. I know you enjoy that portion of your job, play-by-play, something I know a little bit about anyway. So have a good call. Jimmy, great job this week on helping out another edition of Drive Time. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks as always, Mike.
Again, everybody, this show is driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik, with a summer sales clearance event continues up there. All the guests, by the way, appear via the Vito's Pizza phone line. We're at Mahir's restaurant, getting kind of loud in here. A lot of folks getting ready to get a bite to eat. Good, healthy food, no doubt about it. The HDTVs have game day on right now. University of Toledo Rockets at home tonight against Elon. Buckeyes taking on Indiana. That's coming up a little bit later as well. We are back at the Superstore tomorrow night. It'll be a University of Michigan preview show. John Borton, thewolverine.com, will join us tomorrow night at 5:15 from Dallas. Jerry's World, by the way. Kyle Rowland then will join us at 5:35 tomorrow night as the University of Michigan taking on Florida. Florida with just a ton of suspensions and guys out of their lineup tomorrow. Michigan taking on Florida tomorrow. Buckeyes tonight coming up, well, about a half hour from now. Ohio State Buckeyes taking on Indiana. Buckeyes in that one are a 21-point favorite. Jim, good job. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to the folks at Ferdo's Mediterranean Restaurant. Back at the Superstore tomorrow. This is Mike Miller saying so long and good night, everybody.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Care Heating and Cooling, we put you first. You are the reason we're open 7 days a week and why it's easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Your safety is why we check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. And it's because of you that our techs are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So it's no surprise that last year Care was awarded a BBB Torch Award for ethics, because at Care, we're committed to doing business right. Call Care at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.